welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history.
I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. And there's a very special welcome for the fellas and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio One.
Yo, this is Slim Shady. Well, I'm taking over Radio 1, yo. Yeah, it's Slim Breakfast. Oh, yeah.
What?
Hello.
Did you hear it last night?
No, I didn't, sadly. I'm going to listen again, I think, at Radio 1 Online.
It was great.
Was it?
I heard the last 5 minutes. But I was out temping bowling.
Were you?
Yeah, and I won. I kept getting F on the screen.
What does that mean?
Well, I thought it stood for fantastic or phenomenal, but it worked out it stood for fault. Apparently, you're not allowed to cross that line.
Foot fault.
Yeah. But, busy all weekend. Saturday afternoon, I went to White Hart Lane to see Spurs and Arsenal. A dull game that was.
Sounded boring on the radio.
Oh, rubbish. No excitement at all. Then Saturday night, I was out at a bit of dinner and then a party. Then Sunday, hanging out with my girlfriend's little niece.
What's that?
That's a car.
What's that?
It's another car.
What's that?
Traffic lights.
What's that?
We're going to have this all the way...
What's that?
Okay.
What's that?
Mine, but she's 22. And just a very busy week. And then last night, finished it by temping bowling. It was good. And I managed to squeeze in, if you pardon the expression, Max and Paddy and Jordan and Peter.
Which I thought was very good, both of them, actually. Yeah.
But for those of you who missed the When Jordan Met Peter show, you will never believe in a million years who was the narrator and the voiceover man on that. I'll tell you after this. It's a bizarre choice, but still. 6:57.
Laura, can't you give me some time?
If I die, my name is... What, Allard?
Any breakfast?
No, I'm not really into kind of anything heavy in the morning. Just a bacon and egg sandwich would be great, thanks. Scissor Sisters.
Gotta live my own.
Laura, Mary. They get about a bit, don't they? Tarts, that's what they are, the Sisters.
Tarts?
Tarts, the Sisters. Not Laura, Mary. Mind you, they seem to be giving it up for the Sisters quite easily. There's no mention of dinner in there. Just a bit of how's your father?
All right, thanks very much. How's your
life? Right, morning then. We'll play Gwen Stefani in a minute. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Music history is made with Band-Aid 20.
And Rooney's double sinks the Magpies.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
The Western Areas. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 7:03.
So without saying who it was yet, did you watch When Jordan Met Peter on Friday night, Dominic?
No.
Did you, Kerry?
No.
You missed it?
Yes.
Did you, Dave?
I recorded it and watched it, yes.
Right. Rachel, did you see it?
No.
Right. Another prime time ITV exclusive.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Right, well, then Dave is, can't play this game, but everybody else can. You see if you can guess who was the voiceover stroke narrator for When Jordan Met Peter, which is, I believe, 6.5 hours on ITV, all about Jordan and Peter. So who would have been the voiceover narrator for that docu-soap?
Male or female?
Male. Just anyone have a guess? Throw some names at me.
Dale Winton?
No, was the wrong answer.
Philip Schofield?
No.
Karen. Roy Walker?
No, it's not Roy Walker.
Michael Parkinson?
No.
Are we talking serious or is it really funny?
You just got to tell me. To think of, for you to make a list of who'd be right to voice this, go to the bottom of that list. So far, Carrie's the nearest with Roy Walker.
Okay,
Jim Bowen.
No, not
Bob,
Jim.
Bob Holness.
No, not Bob Holness.
Paul Daniels.
No, but you're equally in the right area because you're talking about people who have nothing to do with Jordan or Peter.
Bernard Manning.
No, not Bernard Manning.
Bernard Matthews.
No, not Bernard Matthews.
Matthew Kelly.
No, not Matthew Kelly.
Oh.
You're trying to think of someone called Kelly somebody now, aren't you? Shall I tell you who it was?
Yeah.
Terry Wogan.
I never said him.
But you didn't.
I know, but right. I did.
Why is he doing that?
I have no idea. I don't know whether it's Christmas money. I don't know what the deal is.
Old Jordan and Peter Andre have been a couple for...
And I'm like...
How strange.
Wogan?
It was Wogan. Odd, wasn't it?
Right, so the Wogan's now doing a voiceover for a Jordan and Peter Andre doc, is he? Right, fine. Then I want to be booked for a voiceover for the history of classical music in Ireland. I want to... Let me voice the potato famine documentary. Let me do that one. Wogan treading into my territory. What's next? Was he at Band-Aid yesterday, was he?
Well, tonight, thank God it's them. Instead of you.
Him and Ken Bruce fighting over the line.
I think I sort of do it.
I can't think how it goes.
So did you see he was there yesterday at Band-Aid?
I've seen the pictures today in the papers, right. Yeah.
It's very good. The Trills were there.
Mm-hmm.
And Snow Patrol were there. And the Darkness were there. Kitty Malua, she was there.
Yeah, Kitty Malua turned up.
Neil Hannon from Divine Comedy was there. Keane were there. Roisin Murphy was there. I think she'd have just been pleased for the work. Mm. What do you think?
Doesn't get out much, her, now, does she?
From the Bab de Lim...
Cushin.
Maloko. Seriously, the woman out of Maloko, she's got to be there because she's someone's mate. Do you know what I mean? Has she ever been number one in the download chart?
I don't think so.
Where am I? Travis were there. Fran, Dougie and Andy at Travis. That's Bob Geldof. Grant from Feeder. Damon Albarn, who apparently, according to one of the papers, didn't sing on it, just made tea.
I read that as well. That's bizarre.
I'd have gone if that was the case. Shaznay Lewis. Midjo. Miss Dynamite. Josh Stone. Beverly Knight. Daniel Bedingfield. Sugar Babes. Busted. Lamar. Rachel Stevens, which I thought was an odd choice. I bet she was papping herself.
She lives local though, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, so they didn't have to send her a car or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? She's got water bill. Estelle, Will Young, Jamelia, Natasha Bedingfield, and Turin Brakes.
Really?
Yeah. Again, another very odd choice. But
I like them, Lucy.
They're a very good band, but a bizarre choice for this. However, you've got to remind yourself that 20 years ago when Band-Aid originally came out, that too was a very strange lineup.
Marilyn.
Well, you had Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet, who were like the Blur and Oasis, Beatles of the Stones of that day.
Right.
You've got Marilyn and Boy George, who were the kind of like men dressed as women of the day.
Mm.
You had Status Quo, who really were the fellas of their day, and sadly their day was 30 years previous. Not that I'm slagging the Quo, I love them. You had Jody Watley. You had Banana, I mean, that was a very strange list as well. Heaven 17.
Mm.
Paul Young.
Mm. Was Jody Watley...
And by the way, no Nick Kershaw or Howard Jones, I don't think.
Where were they?
I don't know.
Perhaps they had tour duties.
Well, they should have been called in. Bono wasn't there, Robbie Williams wasn't there, and Dido weren't there. It was all on tape. And I don't really see the point of that. Because if that was the idea, you just get people to play down on tape, then you could have had any singer you ever wanted that's still alive. Just plan it for a year. But that's just me being negative. Tomorrow we'll have the first ever play of the record. Somebody from that lineup is going to bring it in. I hope it's Cheering Breaks.
I hope it's Kitty Malou.
Apparently when Bob Geldof walked in, one of the lads had a busted, asked, who's he?
Oh, no, that's not the best one.
Oh, really?
The best one was Josh Stone, and they said, so have you met Bob? And she said, Gandalf. Yes, I have. Gandalf. Hello, Bob Gandalf here.
Scary thing is, though, that she wasn't even born when the last one was done,
Bob,
was she?
Gandalf! You are having a laugh. Busted. So, are you looking forward to meeting Bob Geldof? Who's he? Does he own the studio, does he?
And his friend, Bono Baggins.
Very nice. So, we'll play the first play tomorrow morning, Band-Aid 20.
What an amazing day.
It's 7:10.
What a family.
Not right, Ken. Oh, you divvy. Joe Budden and Pump It Up.
Yeah.
Before that, Gwen Stefani. What you waiting? What you waiting? What you waiting? What you waiting for? 7:16. Good morning. So tomorrow we'll have the first play of Band Aid 20. Somebody's going to be bringing it in. You may have heard JK and Joel tell you yesterday.
Mm.
But we won't tell you. We'll leave it as a surprise. Who will it be? Kitty Malua? Who, you never know. Kitty Malua, sorry. I said a name wrong there.
Midge Yore, could be.
I'd like to meet Midge.
Mm.
And Bob. Remember we had a bit of a battle of words with Bob?
Did we?
Yeah, when we started doing the afternoons, he started doing afternoons on a radio station in London. And we had a bit of a, like, very tiny war of words.
Was it a spat?
Kind of. We had got Paul Turner, the American voiceover, to go, shove it up your ass, Geldof, or something like that.
I don't remember that, to be honest.
It's when we started. But I'd like to meet, Geldof and Mr. Yore.
Mm-hmm.
And, so someone from the Band Aid 20 lineup will bring the song in tomorrow. What time is it? Just after 8?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So you'll be able to hear it tomorrow morning, just after 8, for the first time ever in the world, Band Aid 20, tomorrow morning. Starting to grow on Rachel, that song, apparently, according to Rachel.
It's taken a while, though, hasn't it? Oh, hello. Hello. Where have I gone?
There you are. It's growing up in the desert record. What a great band.
Absolutely.
Brilliant band.
I agree.
Apart from the fact that this one's growing on you.
It is growing on me.
Yeah, you're right there. It's got a full of bacon sandwich with the fat cut off.
Mm.
Yeah, don't want to put any weight on, do you?
No.
Cut the fat off bacon, it's just like having a bowl of muesli in a sandwich, isn't it?
No.
It's 20 past seven. So you may have seen, if you see the Sun newspaper today, it says, hear it tomorrow in big, massive letters. Radio listeners get a chance to hear it first. The Band Aid 20 exclusive tomorrow morning. It doesn't actually say where or what station or what time or anything, but that's us, basically. Just after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's got Dizzy Rascal rapping on it.
So believe.
Yeah. I'd love him. I was looking at the one of the newspapers in the Sun, I think it is. It's got a breakdown of who sings what.
Mm.
And to be a fly on the wall yesterday going, what are you singing? I'm singing this dude's lines here. Ha ha, your boy George. What are you singing? I'm Paul Young, me. Are you? Yeah.
They all wanted the Bono line, but he's done it himself.
Yeah. Well, one of the newspapers says he flew, got a late flight and managed to get to the studio.
And then another one, though, said that he'd done it in advance because he had to be somewhere else yesterday.
And another newspaper says that Dido did it over the phone.
Hmm.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas... Hello, beep. Hello, please leave a message after the tone. Hello. Now that works. Right, buzz on, buzz off, time to play another record, 81199 on the text messages, please. As ever, Monday, always a slow day for buzz off, so make the effort, please.
Is it?
Yeah, it's always slow on a Monday.
Why is that?
Gonna. Because, but I do have a reason why, I'll tell you off the air in a second.
Okay.
81199, buzz on if you like it, buzz off if you don't. Are you ready for today's choice?
Yep.
Let's go.
Nice.
Do you like this?
Hmm. What is it, Dave?
I just saw it and I thought, I haven't heard this song for ages.
It's cutting-edge youth entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah. Sing it, fella.
I hear a lot of stories, I suppose they could be true. All about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt. And still, I have so much to learn. I know.
You got mad. What?
Who's
this? Classic song, Fergal,
idiot.
Fergal, idiot. stupid of me.
No, I do, yeah.
Who is it?
Fergal Sharkey.
Right.
Pants.
What?
Pants.
Pants.
Yeah.
No. With 66% buzz on for a good heart. Great record, that. That's number one, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. Was that 85?
85. Fergal Sharkey, a good heart. Good choice, everybody.
Good record, that.
Yeah, do you want to buzz off?
Oh, yeah, buzz off.
A lovely, thank you.
Is it because I'm cool? Why you dress like me? Is it honesty? Are you just...
Brilliant news tea, is it cause I'm cool? This time tomorrow morning we'll be half an hour away from hearing for the first time ever in the world the new Band-Aid, Band-Aid 20 track. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, be listening, please.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, we'll play Embrace in a second. The fantastic Ashes. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And our top story this morning is Band-Aid 20.
On Radio 1.
Just gone 7:34.
Very precise, in-depth, a bit of travel.
It was. I just like to get the facts there.
Right.
And that's what I like to do.
That's right.
It's also a favourite of Dave's, I know.
It's very short when road travel today.
Well, it is. I mean, it says what it says, really. Right. The bridge is shut. You know, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's fine. Right. Didn't actually say bye-bye.
And what time is it?
Well, now, 7:34.
see Top of the Pops on Friday?
I heard about it.
Did you see Top of the Pops?
I heard about it.
You didn't see it there, did you?
I was driving back to Somerset.
Oh, wait a minute. That was a high tower. You looked lucky win at the weekend, didn't you, Chelsea girl?
Lucky win.
Huh? How did your team get on, Concept Man?
We won.
Well done.
Just.
So Top of the Pops is on Friday night, and Reggie's doing a little link. And I've noticed already the crowd have been a little bit boisterous. It's a bit of a feisty audience on Friday night. So Reggie goes, oh, isn't that amazing? Right, coming up next, and as he starts talking, a kid behind him holds up a massive poster of us from Top of the Pops magazine for about 5 or 6 seconds, and then just puts it back down again. And doesn't flinch. It's nice.
I got a text from a mate saying you're on Top of the Pops. What?
In a way you were.
Yeah.
It was just after the bit in where your woman goes, top rock combo The Darkness are set to record a new version of Do They Know It's Christmas. You know the really irritating voice on the very lovely girl who does Top of the Pops?
It's more with when she says the word studio.
All in the studio next week.
The studio.
You sound like Rick Mayall.
So does she.
Neil. What else was I going to talk about? Can't remember. I was in Tring Athletic Football Club on Saturday night. In Tring, obviously. You know Tring, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And myself and my girlfriend got lovely Tring Athletic Football Club hats. You know, those kind of... You know them?
Hats.
Yeah. Woolly things with the big thing.
The bobble thing.
Bobble hat.
Well, they're not bobble hats, are they? They're technically beanie hats.
Beanie hat.
They're not bobble hats.
With Tring on it.
Yeah, Tring Athletic Football Club. I was going to bring one in today, but I look like a div in it. So I'm going to give it to you for Christmas. No. Yesterday, Wes had a brand new chart, in case you missed it. DJ Dave and myself.
Hello there.
Yeah, we'll count down all the new entries and the big fat top 10. So we'll do that in a couple of records time. Stand by, chart fans. Milkshakes, Sam. Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. It's old Wogan here. Wogan, Terry Wogan voicing When Jordan Met Peter. Was that very bizarre on Friday night?
The whole programme was a bit bizarre, though.
Peter Andre has been told it all. An old Jordan doing her thing with a Babs out. And a whole photo shoot and a hold all.
Thinking, what's that all about? Did you watch Max and Paddy?
I did watch Max and Paddy. Oh, excuse me. I recorded it, and I watched it last night when I got back from the weekend.
Did you like it?
I thought it was very good, yeah. I thought there were some good lines in it.
Max and Paddy, you didn't see it, obviously, Alan.
I didn't. That's something what I did do.
You were meant to go see Jerry Halliwell and then Anastasia. Saturday night, Jerry. Sunday night, Anastasia, wasn't it?
It was a fab weekend planned.
Yeah, how were the gigs?
Didn't go.
You didn't go. Brilliant. So I bet you thoroughly enjoyed yourself then, didn't you?
And now on Radio 1, the official UK Top 10 with Chris and Dave.
Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Dave.
We got some new entries for you. Dave, what was the first new entry on the chart this week?
Hey, well, it was a heck of a chart, but the newest entry was at number 31. It's a new entry for the Finn Brothers, formerly of Crowded House, Nothing Wrong With You.
That's the newest entry, was it?
Yeah.
Right. Our new entry at 29 was Maze and Welcome Back / Breathe Stretch Shake.
One place higher, new at 28, So Sexty for Twitster, featuring R. Kelly.
So Sexty?
Sexty.
What's Sexty?
Sexty.
Right. At number 20, you may see him on Top of the Pops doing it from New York. It's Jamie Cullum, Everlasting Love.
Stereogram there from New Zealand, but that doesn't matter. Walkie Talkie Man, a new entry at number 19.
Nah, so they absolutely superb. Should have been higher. Bridging the Gap got a new entry at 18.
New at 16, Hungry Eyes. No, it's not Eric Carmen. It's Eye Opener.
And Dizzy Rascal, I got a new entry at 14 with Dream.
But what about at number 12? It was a new entry just outside the Big Fat 10. You Stood Up by V.
Oh, brilliant. Would you like to do the top 10, Dave?
I'd love to, babe.
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Evens?
Evens.
All right, then. 10.
New at 10 is down one, DJ Stop from Jamelia.
DJ Stop. DJ and Stop.
DJ Stop.
Delta Goodrum, she's an Aussie. She gets a new entry 9 with Adela Blue.
It's still in there. It's a non-mover at number 8. Call on Me from Eric Prydz.
Britney Spears has Trailer Trash now, and her My Prerogative is at 7.
Down 2 at number 6, it's Christina Aguilera featuring Missy, Misdemeanor Elliott and Car Wash.
Can you speed it up again, please? You're not talking quick enough. Usher, Confessions of Fire.
4, Curtain Falls, Blue.
See, that's just being stupid. 3. And Eminem, Our Great Mate, Just Lose It, 3.
At number 2 is a non-mover, Lose My Breath from Destiny's Child, which means it's a brand new number 1 this week on the official chart.
I get to say that.
Huh?
Which means it's a brand new number 1 entry. It's the newest of all the entries from you two.
The official chart show with me, Wes, is back Sunday at 4 with the brand new Top 20 albums, the official UK Top 40 and the Top 10 downloads.
Live for them from the very edge studio tomorrow morning, St. Louis, live tomorrow night in the YouTube studio with a handful of winners, seeing them perform live, and then we're live a Wednesday morning from YouTube studio live in Dublin. Gotta be listening, it's gonna be a great day tomorrow.
Exclusive to Radio 1.
That's interesting, because when I got the script read for that, I amended it slightly, because it said, we're hanging out with Bono, The Edge, Larry Mullen Jr. and Adam Clayton. They are you two. I said, well, they know who you two are. No, I said, but you know, what's he saying that for? We're hanging out with Bono. People are going, Bono, I know Bono. The Edge. Oh, is it busted? Larry Mullen Jr. Oh, it's Keane? It's Keane. Adam Clayton, U2, that's it, of course.
We're going to Dublin.
So we fly tomorrow, and then we hang out in Dublin for a few hours, and then we go to the gig.
How exciting.
Hooray! Live in the U2 studio. I'll be bringing my camera.
Are you allowed to film, do you think?
I don't know, I want a picture of me and Larry.
Rachel, you just behave yourself, though.
I'm so excited.
Just don't make it look as if we're kind of small-time and amateurish.
Just pretend we do those things all the time. Mm. I'll be looking after the competition winners.
Hello there, you must be Rachel. Lovely to meet you. I don't know why you get excited, that's one of the roadies. Mm.
Bob, his name is.
Bobbo.
Imagine, we can have so much fun with Alan. Alan, see that big fella over there with the tattoos and the massive arms? Yeah, that's The Edge.
Good story about you two and Alan, actually, which I'll tell you off the air after this.
Oh, I think I know.
Mm.
Is that from this morning?
Yeah. Dominic told me.
I know that story. See the fellow over there? Yeah, the big tall fella, 6'2", big arms, muscles. Yes, that's Bono. Hello, Bono. Nice to meet you. I'm a Bono. I am a guitar roadie. Okay.
What have The Edge and Aled got in common?
They're both Welsh.
They're both men.
Oh, yeah. Correct, Dave.
Oh, speaking of which.
Men or Welsh? or both?
Well, kind of both. Let me just go into my text messages on my phone. So, apparently, according to my spies in Ireland, Dave Fanning who's a legend on 2FM in an island, and Tom Dunn from Today FM, a bitch into high heaven on the air that you two gave their exclusive to an English breakfast show. Hey, were you upset that you're not going to the gig there, boys, are you? Well, you can listen to it on Radio 1. And then listen again afterwards in case you miss it. So yeah, apparently they're going nuts about it. What's wrong with them? Get over it. Are we still on the air in Dublin, by the way?
I don't know, we used to be, didn't we?
Yeah.
Unofficially, I believe.
It depends on which way the wind's blowing. But you can all listen to it again, can't
they? No, it depends on which pirate radio station's rebroadcasting it.
Yeah.
But...
Well, to do with wind.
Without our knowledge or permission. Nothing to do with me. I just play the records. I just want to play football.
Take each show as it comes.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us in Dublin, let us know, please. Email chris.miles@bbc.co.uk, because you can't text. Think you can call, but you can't text.
Also, because we're going to need breakfast the next morning. So we need somebody to tell us where there's a place nearby.
Right.
I always worry about that.
Do you?
Do
you ever think about anything other than breakfast, Rachel?
I'm thinking about
food. Is that all you talk about?
I'm thinking about you two.
No, I'm fine, thank you. I think Bono's all right as well.
Five Live Sports.
Old Britney Spears here. Old toxic. Katie Price takes her clothes off. Shock horror.
You know, JK and Joe are in a couple of episodes of Max and Paddy.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're a bit blinking you miss them, but still. Look out for it in a couple of weeks' time. On Channel 4.
Oh, do.
This time tomorrow, we'll be getting ready to play the first ever hearing of Band Aid 20, Do the Next Christmas, the brand new track, which they recorded yesterday in London. Lots of people are texting in going, that's funny, our local radio station saying they've got the first play tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, one of the people who recorded it will come in and we'll talk about it and we'll play it. So if you want to hear that first and the story behind the day, be listening tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock. Sounded drunk for a moment there. I don't know why.
You should listen from 7, really.
Really?
Hmm.
Listen from 7. There you go, good. Coming up, Foo Fighters, Kylie Minogue, and a track from the brand new Eminem album. It's the Toy Soldiers one, for those of you who've got the album, and it's the one that sounds like Martika, for those of you who don't have the album, but remember Martika and Toy Soldiers. All will be revealed shortly. Let's get news and sport with Dom and Carrie at 8 o'clock.
Band Aid 20 makes music history.
And Newcastle suffer at the hands of Rooney.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The finishing touches are being made in areas. It's now 4 minutes past 8.
See a football match of the weekend. I thought it'd be quite a good one, but really boring. Spurs Arsenal. Rubbish. Two goals in the first half. The second one coming about 20 minutes before the ref blew the whistle. Seven goals in the second half. Jermaine Defoe's goal. What a cracker. Did you see it?
Mm. Oh, it's a brilliant game.
Amazing.
You see the Man U game yesterday?
I've seen bits of it this morning.
Yeah, do you think that was a penalty?
It was definitely a penalty. No, what I'm saying is it shouldn't have been because there was a foul before the penalty.
Ah,
there we go.
Yeah. See Alan Smith and Wayne Rooney celebrating. Did you see that?
I saw the clip of those two hugging each other. It was a beautiful sight.
We don't need Alan Smith anymore. We got Brian Dean and stuffed at Ipswich. Brilliant.
What was the score? What was your score?
1-0. And to be fair, I heard that I got a text message from a friend of mine who's an Ipswich fan who's at the game. Our favourite, one of our favourite engineers from Portugal.
Oh, Richard.
And Richard said, Leeds are crap, Ipswich are even worse. And then about 5 minutes later, text me going, sorry, you're losing 1-0. Thanks very much, cheers. That's where all the excitement is. Not the you don't need the Premiership for excitement. Thierry Henry moaning every time he got a corner. And there were players on the pitch looking the right way. Has he always been... Is it just me, but recently, Thierry Henry just seems to moan every game now.
They all moan.
He's still an amazing player and just great to watch, but...
They all moan. It's like the Manchester United-Arsenal game the other week. They're all moaning. They're all as bad as each other.
Morning, fellas.
I saw Ronaldo fall down yesterday during the game. It's a rare sight. and then look at the referees and to go, no, honestly, he just stabbed me in the leg. Do I not get it? Ref, hello? No, fine. So how do we, we'll talk about our predictions later.
I have a funny feeling you got none.
Really? I had a lot of draws.
I know.
I had Spurs Arsenal down as a draw, I know that. I think I had Bolton down to win, they lost. Who are you playing?
Birmingham.
Would I have not put that down as a win?
I think, yeah, that has a draw as well.
Did I?
I think you got none out of seven, if my calculations are correct. I think I might have got three, but we'll check it soon. I certainly did considerably better than you.
Right. That's good, because I've been beating you in the last couple of weeks.
You beat me once.
Which means that...
One week, you beat me once.
And I was in the lead for a week. Which means I was top of the table, Dave.
Yeah.
And that was the Chelsea to your Everton.
Unlike Leeds, of course, who are now up to 19th Championship. Oh, yes. I did notice that. You know, it's a good job that Kevin Blackwell has said that it's probably best that they don't get promoted this year, because the whole thing looks unlikely at this moment in time.
No, it's not out of the equation yet, my friend.
What?
It might be.
Are you sure? Mathematically, we'll have to work it out.
It could be. I think we're going to be only about 36 points in front of us.
No,
it's possible.
No, Palace last season. This time last season.
Why? What did they do?
They went from the bottom all the way to the top.
Did they?
Thanks to Dowie.
Yep.
And how are they doing now?
Doing all right.
Yeah?
I'll tell you what, you're in danger of going down to the second if you're not careful.
Nah, we won't go down. We're not going to go down, son, don't you worry.
You not think?
No. I'll put money out with you little gob. I'll put 50 quid.
50?
Yeah.
I'm not a betting man,
there
really.
You go. Put your money where your mouth is, soft lad. Huh? Listen, the higher Everton go, the further you have to tumble. That's all it is, my friend. And you've got some nice, easy games coming up, haven't you?
Well, people keep saying that week in, week out, but we're still sitting there third and still pressing for Europe.
Yeah, just sitting there third, though, aren't you? Isn't really everybody biting at your heels now?
No.
Bolton, no, Middlesbrough fourth now.
Yeah,
aren't
4 points below us, so no.
Right, and have you got some nice games coming up, have you?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
That's a great teenage strop face you've got there.
Isn't it?
No. No, it's not, no.
So Everton are going to finish in the top three, then?
I didn't say that.
Right. But you're very confident that your team are doing well and going into Europe. But you're 500 quid, Dave, that you don't finish in the top three. No offence to any Evertonians, it's just because Dave irritates me when it comes to football.
I bet you're 10 at Liverpool finish above Everton.
I'll take a tenner on that as well. Just to annoy Dave. Mm. Again, no offence to you Toffees, I like Everton, it's just Dave, it irritates me.
Yeah,
Dave's tempted. He's tempted.
Anybody else want to take a tenner on Liverpool beating Everton this season? Alex, put a tenner in. Yeah, a carry.
No,
you're not going to go, Rachel.
I will.
Yeah, go on then.
For my brother.
Taking the bet there, Dave. Come on then, Mr. Tough Man, Mr. Hard Confident Man, that his team are doing so well. I'm tempted. I'm tempted to put a pound on Norwich beating you. To be quite honest,
You're all just jealous, really.
I'm not.
Hey? Well, you're the only one that can talk, aren't you?
Do you want to put a bet on Everton leapfrogging Chelsea?
No.
Dream on.
Hang on, you can't leapfrog Chelsea. You could leapfrog Arsenal.
Yeah, no one can leapfrog Chelsea, can they?
Yeah, you're going to go for the top of the... You're going to get to the... Hang on, well, if you play FIFA, I think you go then to the bottom of the French League.
Oh, do you?
I'm not sure how it would work. You know, on the alphabetical order, I don't know what would be next. No, it wouldn't be, would it?
French.
Premiership? No, what would it be before that? Norwegian? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mm. Or the Oslo League.
Right.
Possibly.
Right.
Wouldn't La Liga be alphabetically above the Premiership?
That'd be L, but then there'd be Norwegian League.
There'd be
after. Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, you know, in the traditional way, the alphabet goes from A to Z.
Yeah, L, M, N,
that's
O-P.
Right.
Yeah.
O-P.
O-P.
You put those two letters together, do you?
I like to.
Okay, good. Where were we?
Tenor or not, Dave?
I'm not a betting man, Dominic.
No, quite.
You know? It's all getting very childish.
All right, just so you can take one bet, a pound that Norwich beat you this season.
You're on.
You'll take that bet?
Yeah.
Right, okay. A pound on the Liverpool one? Well, you're going to quit while you're ahead.
Quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah, there's a surprise.
The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy, is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe...
Do you know the story about this jingle?
This stops every time, doesn't it?
What happens is the jingle is going really, really, really well, and then it just gives up, and it's the Leeds United jingle of all jingles. I don't know what that means, but I just had to point it out. It's 11 minutes past 8.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to...
I believe.
Callum Minogue, I believe in you. He's growing on me that now.
Hmm.
I didn't like it at first. Joel, as in J.K. Ann, says it's one of the best Kylie records she's ever done.
I don't agree with that. I don't think it's her finest work, but I think it's a decent pop record.
She looked fine on Top of the Pops. Very fine.
Didn't see it, sadly.
As did the gorgeous future Mrs. Moyles, Fern.
Hmm.
Cotton Nut Britain.
You like her, don't you?
Who?
Fern.
Cotton Nut Britain, yeah. She likes me, of course, as well.
Of course.
She's only human.
She is female, after all.
What?
She is female, after all.
She's female with eyes, so she fancies a bit of the old Moyles.
Oh, the old Moyles. Oh, Lord. Oh.
Right, should we do Guess Who's? Do we do yours, Rach? Do you want to do them? I've got a great one.
Do yours first.
Yeah, do you want to do mine? Alan, yeah. You coming in for Guess Who? Okay, just the three of you can play.
Okay, the inner circle.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing Dominic and Carrie in the outer circle.
No.
Okay, right, Guess Who, then you ready? Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'll start with Alan to move round.
Male. Singer.
Actor.
Dancer.
Model.
TV presenter.
Gardener.
Politician.
Sportsman.
Chef.
DIY.
There's nothing else.
There is.
Royalty.
Someone who's famous, who's appeared on television, but isn't a television presenter or an actor or a singer, but they're known for doing something.
Comedian.
No.
Are they British?
No.
Are we talking really mega famous?
Everybody here will know who they are and what they look like and what they do.
Wow.
Everybody.
Okay. Are they young, as in sub 30?
Sub 30?
Are they younger than 30?
No.
Crimes. Are they American?
No.
Oh, my God.
Are they... Is it a they we're discussing, or is it a him?
Him. We started off with male.
Implying that all females are they.
No. What I meant was, are we talking about one person or a collective?
It's one person.
Is this one person Australian?
No. Try and go for... this person, is the businessman who owns something.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Richard Branson.
No.
Oh.
Richard Murdoch. You never know.
Is
not famous.
Is this business person Russian?
No, Rachel has so far been the nearest. Who did he say?
Richard Branson. Okay, so do Richard they have Branson? A famous company?
Yes.
Ooh. Not American, not British, and not Australian.
Correct. Richard Branson is famous for, amongst other things, what?
Was it Stelios?
Hey! You saw EasyJet Stelios.
EasyJet Stelios.
Where?
I saw him the other day, and I went for something to eat. And I'm on the phone to Sophie, and said, "Are you all right?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Is it busy in there?" And I went, "No, it's just a couple of fellas walking out now. One of them looks like Stelios. It is Stelios." And he checked himself in the mirror before he left.
Did he?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a brilliant one.
Stelios.
Wow.
Hello, my friend.
Did you get a photo like you
ding,
said? Do we have
ding,
to do now?
Ding 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 ding.
Did I what? Did you get a photo?
Yeah, strangely enough, no. My really? Tiger prawns had just turned up with a sweet chili dip.
Damn,
it's quite continental for you.
What?
Tiger prawns.
They're nice.
And a sweet chili dip.
Just up the road from us. Just up the road from where you used to live. On the right.
Oh, I okay.
You know that place, yeah?
Yes, I do.
And you get sweet chili dips. Are very nice.
Is that new on the menu? I don't believe I've seen that before.
They've had that for
have
ages.
They?
Yeah, ages. Fascinating. Do you want to do yours?
Yeah, go on then. I've got two.
I'm sorry to hear that.
One has been done, I think, before, and the other one isn't as good as the one that's being done before.
What a setup.
So I'll do the one that isn't as good, but I find it funny.
Okay.
Connor.
Okay.
Ali, you can start.
Female.
No.
Male.
Yes.
Singer.
Has been known to, yeah.
But certainly involved in the mm-hmm. world of music.
Yes.
Do they also play an instrument?
No.
Are they famous for something else other than music?
Yes.
Are they a television presenter?
Kind of, yeah.
Right. But they're also more known for something else?
Yeah.
Right. Acting?
A bit of, yeah.
Right, so they've also acted, but they're more famous for something else.
All-round performer.
Right. Are they famous for one thing in particular more than anything else?
No.
Right.
Solo artist when they did do singing?
Yeah, on his own, yeah.
Is he also a comedian?
No.
Is he younger than 30?
No.
Is he younger than 40?
No.
You don't? No, no.
No, he's not.
Right.
Stab in the dark. Shane Ritchie?
No. I don't think you're going to get it, actually.
Is it Stelios?
No!
That's worth a try.
Tim Vincent?
Older than Tim Vincent and Shane
older
Ritchie.
Older than who? Shane Ritchie? Has he ever been in a famous British soap opera?
I don't think so, no.
You've really researched this guest, so haven't you?
You'll know when you guess. He's right. An all-round performer.
Right.
Shall I give you a clue?
No.
Yeah.
No,
is this person British?
Yes.
Is this person English?
Yes.
Is this person currently on one of the terrestrial television channels?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
When he was he mainly BBC?
No, I don't think so. No.
A stab in the dark, so to speak. Is it Lee from Steps?
No.
Wow.
Not Lee from Steps. H from Steps.
No,
I mean.
Older.
Lee from Steps, who isn't under 40.
Oh, no, good point.
Shall I give you a clue?
No, then.
We haven't said dancing.
Is he a dancer?
Yeah.
Is it Wayne Sleep?
No.
What other dancers
are
there?
A different kind of dancing.
Lionel Blair.
Yes.
Under 40.
Are you having a laugh? You've been saving this up for like 2 weeks. You irritating cow.
No.
Lionel Flamin' Blair.
Should I tell you who the other one was?
Who?
Brian May. But we've done him before.
Lionel Blair.
He was sat behind me at the theatre when I went to the theatre last week.
Oh my God.
I said I got two.
Yeah, but they're not any good.
There's this thing, maybe it's Bono or Justin from the Darkness or Hugh McGregor. It's a Lionel Blair.
We've worked with him, you know.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was quite excited.
I had my photo taken with him.
Did you? I've danced with him, I think.
Did you dance with him?
I think I did dance with him.
Wow. How exciting. Right, let's move on then. For those of you who bought the Eminem album and have listened to it constantly over the weekend, you'll know the track I'm about to play. You may have even heard it on Radio 1 if you haven't got the album. Go and buy it. I haven't got the album, have I yet? I'm going to go and buy it today. This is Eminem featuring a sample from an old, is it 90s? Yeah, just early 90s.
Just. Actually, it might have been 89, I think. I think it was 89.
Are you sure?
Think so.
No, I'll go for 90s.
I'll check in a minute.
This is Eminem, Light Toe Soldiers. Okay, let's go around the room. What do you think of that track, Dominic?
I like it.
Yeah. Carrie, what do you think of that?
I don't like it.
You don't like it. Dave?
Politically, I was going to say it's going to grow on me.
Right.
But I'm kind of between there and Carrie.
I wanted to say what you said the other day when you first heard it.
What, word for word?
You said you don't like the drums.
I think the drums are dreadful on it.
No, love that.
Honestly, I think the drums sound awful.
What do you think of that? Don't like the drums.
Well, I don't like the drums on it.
Okay.
And my only thing with it is it just, you know, it seems to be a little bit like him just doing another monotonous verse of rap to just link to the next Martika.
That's a bit harsh. To then the next verse of rap.
The next Martika.
You're not an Eminem fan, though.
I'm a sort of Eminem fan, but I just it's not grown on me yet.
Just lose it. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Do you not think that's great?
It's great. Yes.
If you want to hear more Eminem, you'll be able to listen Friday night. Westwood, he's in from 9 o'clock. So make sure you're listening. Westwood and Eminem live Friday night. And in case you missed the Shady Radio from last night, Shady 01, as they were calling it. You can listen again at Radio 1 online. BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat. Natasha Bedingfield up next, a brilliant unwritten. Anne Marin 5, she will be loved. Let's get news from Dominic. It's 8:31.
And the top story this morning is Band Aid 20. Some of Britain's biggest music stars got together to re-record the classic single Do They Know It's Christmas. Will Young, Keane, Paul McCartney, Lamar, Estelle, Neil Hannon from Divine Comedy, The Sugar Babes, Sky from Wachiba, Robbie Williams, Dido, Jamelia, Justin Hawkins, Chris Martin, Fran Healy, Beverly Knight, Busted, Miss Dynamite, Danny Goffey from Supergrass, Katie Melua, or Kitty Malou, Natasha Bedingfield, Feeder, Snow Patrol, and Chesney Lewis.
And the weather, rain, parts of Scotland, most other places should stay dry, but there will be some drizzle in western areas.
One Road Travel.
East Yorkshire Bridge information Monday, and Hull Drypool Bridge at the junction with Clarence Street and Great Union Street is closed.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
It's 8:37.
Smart ass. Uh-huh. I mean, was Tim Wheeler there in the end or what?
I didn't see him on the photo in the paper today.
Maybe he'd gone off for a slash or something.
He's supposed to be there though, weren't you? Yeah, that's the insider information we got. Thank you, Alan.
Oh. The record, Band Aid 20, Do They Know It's Christmas, tomorrow morning gets its first airing. No matter what anybody else says, on this show, about 8 o'clock. Oh, Carrie. Shocking, that was. What's wrong with you, you crazy lady?
That's not fair.
I know. It's a release turn your head away, love. Did you go to the football at the weekend?
I didn't know, but no. I watched it. I was in Somerset at the weekend.
How long have you been a Chelsea fan for?
About 7 years.
Have you ever been to Stamford Bridge?
Yes.
Right, okay. When was the last time you went?
I went to watch them in the Champions League. They beat Porto. I haven't been since then. I hold my hands up,
right,
I know.
Okay. I think I'm going to the Theatre of Disaster at the weekend.
I'm QPR, isn't it?
Another great win to come. When's the last time you've been? You went to Anfield, Dominic?
About 2 years ago. Although I'm going in April.
April?
No, I'm not. I'm going. When am I going in April? I'm going to see Palace, Liverpool. Mate phoned me up with tickets yesterday.
What, at Anfield?
No, it's actually at Palace.
Right, so that doesn't count.
It was Liverpool Palace. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday. Would you like me to buy you tickets for a Liverpool game and take you up there?
I'd
Saturday?
Love that. Thank you very much.
Who would you like to see?
Don't know, I don't mind, to be honest. I haven't been for so long. It'll be a treat.
Right. I'll look into it for you. How did Kidderminster Harriers get on, Rachel?
We lost.
Lost. It's not the winning, though. It's the taking part, I was saying.
Nobody start winning, though.
Yeah, all right, love. Easy. So, right, tomorrow, then, first play the new Band Aid 20 single. Wednesday morning, we are live in U2 Studio in Dublin. Friday, we've got Mel B coming on the show.
I know we have.
Yeah. And it's Mel B who goes, oh, do that one. That Mel B. I can't really do any of the catchphrases.
I was just thinking about one that I don't think I can do either.
How do you set of... Can you do an impression of Mel B, Dom?
No.
Because you can do brilliant impressions.
I can do Ronnie Corbett, sure, no problem. Okay, but Mel B, I'm not sure about.
Do Ronnie Corbett again.
Art no.
Yeah, that's great. Didn't you do an impression the other day and we were saying that you could give Dominic a run for his money?
I can't think who it was, so.
What was that?
Yeah, you did. I remember remember you doing it. I can't remember who it was.
Was it Bruce Forsyth?
I don't know. I just discovered a new talent I didn't even know that I had.
See, when, like me, a fellow impressionist, when you do discover the talent, you don't want to let it go to waste, do you?
No, well, that's the whole, you know, world of impersonationism.
Mm. Hence, art do.
Have you not worked on any new ones?
Jim Brennan.
Yeah, now, again, any new ones?
No. I mean, I like...
Can you do Simon Cowell?
No.
Right. can you do Sharon Osbourne?
No, again, no.
Louis Walsh? Louis Walsh is easy. Anyone can do Louis Walsh.
Hello, how are you?
No,
how are you?
He's not a leprechaun.
Hello, how are you?
Have you seen me lucky charms?
Yeah.
It's not that.
I just remembered who I did.
Who?
Louis Armstrong.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Yeah, thinking of Louis and Pop Idol, it's Louis Armstrong.
As soon as you said Louis, it all came back to me.
Not Walsh, but the Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Well, you do Louis Armstrong then, Dave.
Well, I think to myself.
That's brilliant. What
a wonderful world.
And then the, oh, yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Arno.
I'll tell you what, we should go on the road, you and me. Yeah, Louis Armstrong.
Ronnie and Louis.
Go on the road and just drive.
Ronnie and Louis in the house. Arno, Louis.
We can do that at the Christmas party as well. Yeah, write that down, Rachel.
You've got to do Louis Walsh. I've got to teach you how to do Louis Walsh. Louis Walsh is easy.
Hello, how are you? Well done on the singing.
All he does is every week. Every week is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell is rubbish, and all his acts are re-talented. Mm. And all it would be, whatever Simon Cowell says, he will disagree. Mm. One week, I think Simon Cowell should just catch him out and go, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And Louis goes, I thought they were crap. It's your act, Louis. Really? Brilliant. All Louis goes is, I liked it. That's all he says all the time. Simon, you know nothing about music. Well, that's a lie. I've had like, you know, 48 number ones. But you know nothing. And look at me, look how I'm dressed in an old man's suit. It looks like he got his clothes out of some dead man out of a coffin. He came on the show on Saturday night. It looked a disgrace. Louis Walsh.
Hello. How are you?
I liked it.
I liked it.
Right, and then if you want to do Sharon, right, you just go, Ozzy! Ozzy! I can't believe you're actually doing this.
Do that again.
Well, which one?
Sharon.
There's a whole list to go through now. Which one?
Sharon. Do Sharon.
Ozzy!
Brilliant. Can you say anything else?
No!
Okay,
Chris Miles writes these jingles when he's sitting in his home, while Sophie's watching TV, chatting on the phone. She asked if he could write a jingle that mentioned her name. He said they sung it once, but they would not sing it again. The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
Next message comes in, Dave. I saw the push on Andy O'Brien. I was over 100 miles away. Yeah. See what you done there? See, he's very clever. Maroon 5 and She Will Be Loved at Radio 1. It's 10 to 9. It's freezing at the moment.
It's horrible, this weather.
Although, it feels like it's heading towards Christmas weather.
Apparently, and I know they say this every year, but I've heard that it might be a white Christmas this year. Strong chance of.
Is it for Wales, the same kind of rules apply for in England? In England, it's only classed as an official white Christmas if snow falls on the roof of the London Weather Centre, is that
right? I believe so, yes.
So is it the same for Wales?
I don't think there is a Wales, there's just UK, and that's London. I've never heard of a... They say that it's a white Christmas for the UK. I've never heard of what defines a white Christmas in Wales.
No, well, they can't say it's a white Christmas in the UK if snow falls on top of the London Weather Centre.
That's what I heard. I don't know, I don't think there is an equivalent in Wales. It could be my house. I nominate my house. That can be the official...
Right, I'm sure that will be, from now on, the official verdict. If snow falls on the roof of your house in Aberystwyth...
Chris, if you say it is...
Then it's a white Christmas in Wales.
Yeah.
And then, what about Scotland, though? Do you have a house in Scotland?
Well, there are some people who have, like, snow all the time in Scotland. Year in, year out, isn't there?
No, right.
Yeah, the tops of Ben Nevis.
Right, and what does that mean, exactly? That proves what point?
That means it is always snowing in Christmas, in Scotland.
So you're saying there are parts of Scotland where it snows every day?
Yes.
Okay, and people live there?
If they want to live in a cold era, yes.
Right.
Tops of hills.
You're making it up now, aren't you?
Tops of hills.
Yeah.
Not mountains.
Mountains.
But hills.
No, very, you know, small mountains and high mountains. Okay, I'll go back out.
Does it not snow all the time in places in Wales?
No.
In the high mountains?
There's nowhere high enough.
Right.
Not even Snowdonia?
No.
No. That's quite high, though, isn't it?
It is quite high, but no.
No. It's not snow on Snowdon all the time.
Snowdon. No.
Snowdon.
But no.
Yeah. It's called that because it's got snow on the top all the time.
I'm worried now that maybe the fact...
No, it's not. It's not called that. No, it's not called Snowdon because it's got snow on the dun every time.
Yeah, because the mountain was originally called Don. And then it started snowing all the time.
And Don is the Welsh word for all the time. So literally translated, Snowdon means snow all the time.
That's right, yeah. And of course, snow is Welsh for snow.
Mm. Eira.
What?
Eira.
Whatever you say, love. Shemai? Oh, dear.
I'll find out for you then.
Yeah, oh, please do. That'd be great. Can I just say, by the way, once again, you just don't learn, do you?
Why?
You just don't learn. Do you want sent items or in the inbox? Because you left your phone around here again.
Don't.
I love this. This, by the way, I swear on my life, this Alad gets really, really wound up when I get his phone.
It's rude.
It's not a joke.
Don't do it.
He hates me reading out his private text messages.
Chris.
Do you fancy one?
No, don't.
Shall I read it? All right, shall I read out the names of people who have sent you stuff?
Feeling very
without
hot.
Reading out the message, and you say yes or no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Are there any names recently that you... that even I can't even read the name out that they've sent you something?
No, shouldn't be.
Okay. Who's Joanne?
Oh, Joanne's lovely.
Really?
Yeah, she's in Sheffield.
Who's Joanne?
Joanne's...
Oh, isn't that the mother of your
No,
two
it's
kids?
Not, actually, no. This is Joanne from the block. She's a classy lady.
Joanne from the block?
Yeah.
So her surname is Lopez, is it?
She's based on J-Lo. She's classy like that.
Which came first, J-Lo or Joanne?
J-Lo, but Joanne followed quickly.
Really?
Pardon? What?
Who's Cammy?
A very close friend.
Right, okay. Timbo?
Alan, you
Timbo?
Look...
I've had a text from Timbo. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
It says, bonsoir, date for your diary, flat warming at the new... Should you want me to read all of
no,
it?
No,
right,
no.
Right, okay. Details to follow by email. There is room to stay over.
It's not fun, this game. I wouldn't...
I might go. Sounds great. Can I reply to Timbo?
No, it's okay.
Let's have a look at your sent items recently.
Is it hot in here?
Yes, take off all your clothes now.
Ooh. Alan looks
oh.
white.
Oh. Oh. Don't, Chris.
Oh. Oh. Okay, I see that. I get that text message. Just got your text. It's a bit odd, but I don't have his number.
Hmm.
That's an interesting... You know what that was?
No.
You sent it.
Oh!
Here's one for you.
Joe Graham.
You free for a chat? It's all good.
Mm. I never said that.
Yeah, I swear.
I never said that.
You have put...
You were just... That makes me out to be some sad, geeky person
you
who
You free
just...
for a chat? It's all good. That's sent from your phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. Anyway.
Can I have it back? Here's one to Rachel.
Can I have it back, please?
Here's one to Rachel.
I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. Can I have it back now?
Don't want to talk to Chris or Dave about this, but...
Shh. Chris, can I have it back, please?
No, he just says, let me know when's good for chat. And that's a message to me. Chris, sorry to bother you, but I'll just text Rachel.
Chris, don't.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay, fine. Tedious yet?
Okay. Oh, Dave, catch.
Chris, no!
There you go, beautiful.
Come on, don't be bullies.
Dave, can I have it back, please?
No. I'll have it back. I'll have it, Dave, I'll have it.
I'll have it.
I was just about to read the one which started off, hi, babe. I wanted to know who that one was to. Did not like that game anymore. Alice, hello.
Hello. I'm just checking to see who's in there.
Hello. Oh, dear. So, you know, for a brief millisecond then, I panicked thinking, well, hang on, if I've got his phone, hang on, where's mine? Oh, good, it's here. There's nothing that interesting in mine, though. It's really not as interesting as your phone. I don't know.
Do you see the picture messages? And typically now, people are texting me, trying to get on air.
The world of Alad, let me tell you, boys and girls, is just phenomenal. What does that say?
From Aleri. From Aleri.
Oh, what, from your sister?
No, Aleri presents the wow factor in Wales.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Why she sent that?
I don't know, because she thought it'd be funny. You'd be looking through my phone as she sent you a text.
She just wrote profanities to us.
I know.
She's a presenter on the television. Yeah. What a bad role model for the kids she is. I call for a resignation immediately. right, let's do a tedious link then. Dave, you ready?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay, it's a good one today.
Yes.
Sure?
Why not?
Yeah, right. Mm.
It's always good, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Mm. Fridays was a great track.
It was. What was it? I can't
Stretch
remember.
Stretch and Vern, I'm
that
alive. I'm alive, a man with a dick and bait, I almost bust the speakers in here when we played it. I hope that today's will be equally, if not better than that.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Let's find out, shall we? Come on, come on.
Come on.
Who's Brian, though?
It's not shaking.
Okay, right, TD Slim Day. If I had to get to today's classic TD Slim track from Friday's classic Link TD track, I'm Alive, Stretch and Vern.
Stretch and Vern's I'm Alive was released in 1996, the same year that Born Slippy was a big hit for Underworld. Underworld person Carl Hyde was a Guess Who of mine the other day and therefore joins my exclusive list of former Guess Whoes along with Piers Brosnan and Dr. Hilary Jones. Jones rhymes with bones, which are what you have to watch out for when eating scaly fish. Fish used to be the lead singer of Marillion, who scored mid-80s mega hits with Kaylee and Lavender. Lavender is a popular flavour of bathroom deodorising spray. Spray is something that can be a hazard on the motorway. Motorways have services where it's important to take a break because tiredness kills. Kills rhymes with hills, which are what you would expect to see throughout much of Switzerland. Switzerland are a major European producer of clocks and cheese. Cheese can be hard or soft, as can contact lenses. And contact lenses should be removed before you go to bed because when you're asleep, your eyes do rapid eye movement, which is a recognised medical fact and is known in the trade by its abbreviation REM, which links us to this morning's TD Sync track. It is REM and Shiny Happy People.
Wow. Great track. Right, nice and loud for a bit of REM. Top record, REM, Shiny Happy People. Seamless link, Dave?
100% waterproof.
A few people are saying no.
They're wrong.
Really?
Mm.
So you're right?
I think so, yes.
Listeners lose. Dave wins. I haven't heard that record for ages. Brilliant. 91.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were sneezing. It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to rumble.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, no, darling, you don't say. Hello, darling.
It's a brand new kind of irritating voice clip thing that we have, which Allard loves.
I love way too much, actually.
Sounds just like Nadia.
Hello, darling. I'm Edna.
There are better quality ones.
Where?
On the third bank.
That's lovely.
They're called Edna.
Right. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank some poor...
Do you know where he is?
...person who's gone and recorded all the clips out of the film for me, which is fantastic. So thank you for that.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know who it was, but thank you.
Well, I'm sure I don't know, darling. Luck favours the prepared.
There you go.
Fabulous. My favourite character of the film, actually.
What are you talking about?
Okay, I like you, Edna. I think you're very good.
Well, darling?
know.
What are you wearing today, Edna?
Hey, whoa, we don't get anything, have we? Hang on.
Anything? Words are useless. Come. It's too much of it, darling.
No. Ask again.
What are you wearing today?
Darling, Milan.
No,
that's where you went on holiday.
Right.
There is something...
Oh, no.
This is a hobo suit, darling. Oh, you can't be seen in this. I won't allow it. 15 years ago, maybe, but now...
I won't allow it.
She's fantastic.
Nadia, can you come to the diary room in 1 hour?
Come in 1 hour, darling. I insist, okay? Okay, goodbye.
1 hour? That's what Nadia did.
You push too hard, darling, but I accept.
Okay, there you go. An interesting clip.
It's not going to make much sense to people until they've seen the film.
The film is The Incredibles, by the way, which you have to go see. It's fantastic. Is it out yet?
I've booked tickets. It's out in London on Friday,
Nationwide
Week Friday.
Nationwide on Week Friday.
Week Friday?
Yeah, 26th.
Please go and see it. It's great. The Incredibles.
What are you talking about?
It's the film with you in. You divvy. And it's brilliant. Even Dave likes it. Dave can't watch movies without getting confused at the opening titles.
That's not true. Not all movies confuse me, but I must admit, I didn't expect to like that film, and I did. I thought it was excellent.
Words are useless. Come. It's too much of it, darling. Too much.
Rachel fell asleep, though.
Yeah.
No. You did. You fell asleep for 10 minutes, you liar.
Not 10 minutes. Definitely not. I rested my eyes for a couple of minutes, but was still listening to the film.
You came out going, that was short, half an hour movie.
I loved it.
You've been asleep, love. Oh, man.
I loved it.
We're going to plug that show tonight on Channel 5.
Could do.
Is it good or bad about us?
I don't know. It'd be bad.
Well, the curse of Radio 1 doesn't really suggest...
There's a show on Channel 5 tonight called The Curse of Radio 1. Right? And basically, I haven't seen it, right? But I'll tell you exactly how the show will go, right? It'll go something like this, okay? 37 years ago, and Radio 1 had millions and millions of listeners. Now nobody listens to it. Why? What went wrong? Why is it so pants? And where's DLT? I'll be like that. That's exactly how it'll go. Simon Bates used to do our tune. 15 million people a day used to listen. Chris Moyles does Tedious Link. Discuss. It'll be that.
Who voice is it?
I don't know.
Terry Wogan, probably.
Johnny Vaughan.
They should get Jordan to voice it.
I don't want... So, yeah, that's on 10 o'clock, I think.
Do you think you'll be in it, then?
Huh?
Do you think you'll be
There's
in it?
There's a photo of me on the trail advertising it.
Oh, your name will be mentioned somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I really hope DLT's on there slagging me off. I really hope there's some of the old school on there slagging me.
I hope it's balanced. I hope he mentions you put on an extra million listeners.
I bet the words Motormouth or Loudmouth will be mentioned.
The self-styled fathead told us. And things like that.
It's an hour.
Chris Moyles thinks it's funny to belch on the air. But what does Dave Lee Travis think?
I think it's crap compared to me.
Thanks, Dave.
These new DJs are rubbish compared to us.
Yeah. You got that in a nice little
who
jingle.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. These new modern DJs are rubbish compared to us.
Thank you, Dave. That's really nice of you. Apparently you're in it.
I don't think I am.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Ben's in it, our boss.
Yeah, he is. Anyway, tonight, 10 o'clock on Channel 5. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. These new modern DJs are rubbish compared to us.
Till I find somebody new.
Now the thing is, right, here's the thing. For those people who text in who weren't massively fond of the last track.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you're doing. Okay, now for those people who are just lying in bed who've got a late morning or something, they probably love that. Now if you're operating heavy machinery in a busy factory, you might have gone, what's this rubbish? But that's the thing, you've got to discover music in your own time, at the right time, the right place, and discover it for yourself.
Wise words.
Well, that's true. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are songs that I've played on Radio 1 before, and I've got this awful, absolute crap.
Seldom happens, though, does it?
And I'm in the car listening, and I'm going, oh, I like this, what's this? And I realise I've already played it 5 times. Just things sound better in certain places. Damien Rice, and a lovely song called The Blower's Daughter. Pete, now, why do you say that? Why do you laugh?
Pardon?
Why do you laugh?
I don't know.
I know somebody called Mr. Blowers, and he does indeed have a daughter. Mr. Blower's daughter.
Yeah.
I think he's got a couple of daughters. But anyway, there's no point in going on about that, is there?
Oh, really, not if you don't know him. It doesn't mean anything to
Jeff
you.
Jeff Blowers. You know Jeff Blowers.
We know an Eddie Blower as well.
Do we?
Yeah. Uncle Eddie.
Is that Uncle Eddie?
Uncle Eddie is Eddie Blower.
Does he have a daughter?
I don't know. He's got a son.
I know he's got a son.
Called Nick.
So the Blower's daughter.
Hmm.
And Nick, you know, well, the Blower's son.
What am I on about? Oh, blimey. Good morning to you.
The show's rocking this morning, isn't it?
This is Secret Student.
It's back. Oh, yes. Following the success of Damien Rice, it's time for Secret Student. Coming up next, by the way, King of Tickets. So here's the story, then. We've been speaking to Secret Student a lot off the air, and he's had not much to say on the air. However, we said to him, look, here's our number. Take it, put it in your phone, and call us when you've got stuff going on. And he's done just that over the weekend. One story, 3 messages, 3 days, or from the whole weekend, right? And it's very self-explanatory. Secret Student, basically, is our student that we look after, but nobody knows his true identity. He's 00 student.
He's a bit like our pet, really, isn't he?
People think they know who he is, people think they know which university he's at, but they've all got it wrong. Here's the 3 messages from our secret student today. See if he gives you any clues to who it is. Maybe you met him this weekend, or shall be revealed.
Hiya, Chris. Hiya, Dave. 00 secret student here. On night out with lads. Just popped out of the bar to give you a quick call, tell you I've seen a hot, exotic girl. I'm going to go and ask her out, and I'll let you know how it goes. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that's that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first message we get. And then we get this message.
Hey, Chris and Dave. Secret Student here. It's Saturday afternoon. All went well last night, and the girl, the foreign exotic one, decided to go out with me, and we're going out for a bit of salsa dancing and a meal tonight. Let you know how it goes tomorrow. See ya.
There you go, see?
Going well for
him. Very nice. So, because we can't wait for the next message, he goes out with this girl. This is great. Has he revealed his identity? Has she worked out his secret student? Did he get his, like, you know, all those questions?
All the questions everyone wants to know.
Here's the answers.
Hey, Chris and Dave. Secret student here. It's Sunday lunchtime. I've just woken up on my own. And quite frankly, the day last night was dull. The salsa dancing went nicely, but the meal, I had a better conversation with the actual pizza I was eating. That was about it, really. Tomorrow, I'm going to a course that I've not actually been to before. It's been going on since September, but I didn't actually realise that I was supposed to go to it. So that should be really fun. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. See ya. Bye-bye.
So there you go. So he doesn't cop off with a bird.
But he has been salsa dancing.
Yeah. And he's also going to a course which he completely didn't realise he should have been going to since September.
Mm.
So, eating pizza, going out with women, and missing courses. And so far, he's leading a perfect student life. So, we will look forward to getting an update tomorrow. I'm really hoping that when he goes into this course today, someone goes, who are you? Shouldn't you have been here since September? And we're thinking about revealing his identity at some point.
Somebody must know who he is.
Yeah. Well, no one's got it yet. No one's sussed him out. The best thing is, not even his flatmates know. And I don't think the girl he went out with the other night knows either.
No.
It's a grower, ladies and gentlemen. It'll last a long time. Secret Student, more later this week. It's 9:23.
Extra channels from the BBC.
You're too busy to...
Jamelia and DJ from Radio 1. Joe Wiley's back on at 10 o'clock today. Hooray! Ricky Gervais is live in the studio. Is he in the live lounge?
No.
Is he in Hot Love?
I don't know.
That would be great. I hope Ricky Gervais and I can kiss and make up and be friends one day.
I wouldn't like to see that.
Why?
That wouldn't be attractive.
Really?
You two, what, kissing and making up?
I'd kiss Ricky Gervais on the mouth.
Oh, Chris.
To be his friend. I'd do that. I'm sure he'd do it too. Ricky Gervais and myself, we go for a few beers, and then, well, oh, we have the kiss first, and then we go to the pub and have a few beers. I'll even buy the first round. That's right. If you see him later, sort it out, will you?
Well, alas.
Hello. Chris Moyles would like to kiss you on the mouth and buy you a drink. Ricky, come back! That's your Welsh accent, of course.
I feel Billy.
Yeah, it's 9:27. This will be the new song from The Trills.
You show your rage when you drown the love in the world.
I love the new Trills album. It's superb.
I'll offer all the love in the world, but she didn't realize. Now that's a lot of love.
Do you like that, Dominic?
I love it.
Do you like that, Kerry?
I do, yes.
Dave?
Love it.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the opinion seems to be that people love it. Thrills, and if you want to hear more of them, live from Reading Sexagon tonight, headlining Lamac Live from 9 o'clock. On Radio 1. Destiny's Child of Stereo Fun is coming up. Let's get news to sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 9:31.
Music history is made with Band-Aid 20.
And Rooney reckons Man United can still win the title.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. The new Band-Aid single's been
Travel.
On Radio 1. It's 9:34.
Oh, yes. Some of the Pops magazine, by the way, is still available. It's got a poster. Sorry about that. A bit of phlegm in my mouth. It's got a poster of us.
All of us. The whole team.
Me and Dave and Rachel and Alan and Dominic and Kerry. Looking beautiful. And stylish and cool. Better than McFly. No offence, boys, but we look better than you.
McFly can't be happy with that one.
No. And people up and down the UK are buying the magazine. It's the one with the girls loud on the front and the PJs. Taking out the poster and sticking us on their wall. I'm asking you to send in email photos to us of your poster on the wall. Hello, Chris, coming today, Rachel, Kerry, Allard and Dom.
Nice.
You get higher billing, Kerry. Dominic gets bottom billing. My poster isn't really anywhere exciting. It's in my kitchen. But my husband, Dave, decorated it with some stickers. I was pretty miffed as he's covered Alan's face. Love you lots. And if you look here, I'll do it kind of in the way they've got it. First of all, is Dave. There. He's got like a love heart on him.
Yeah.
See that there?
It's nice.
Then there's Rachel. She's got like a badge on. And then there's me with I heart you on it, something. There's Dominic with something on your head which says something off.
Okay, that's nice.
I don't think it's rude.
Okay.
There's Carrie with something on your badge, and there's Alad, and they put a big pair of lips over his lips. I don't understand why. What?
Nothing. Dominic and I both thought you said something different there.
Did
you? I think you said badge.
Badge.
We saw this. No, never mind. Anyway.
I said badge.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I just wasn't. 9:36.
If you want to get a photo of your poster displayed somewhere, display it on a wall, display it on the back of your car, doesn't really make any difference. Email it to us at chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk.
Your front window is where all the cool cats are sticking them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Dave really wants people, in like a Jesus is risen way.
Yeah, or the coronation, I like to think of it as. Mm. You should have the picture of us in the front window of your house.
Yeah.
Proving to everybody that you are part of our club.
Great, I'm sure people will be doing that straight away. So, stick your post, buy the magazine first, stick it in your window, the poster in the window, and then send it to chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Right?
Nice.
Good. It's 9:37.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy, and he wants to play for Leeds. Cause of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead, get hard and fancied by Joe Wiley. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Stereophonics on Radio 1. Have a nice day.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyle.
And guess.
Hello.
Hello to you.
Are you still there, darling?
Good morning. It's Car Park Catchphrase.
I know, darling. I know. Edna Mode.
That's a nice shirt you're wearing.
Simple, elegant, yet bold. Breathes like Egyptian cotton.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Fine.
How was your holiday?
Milan, darling, Milan.
I've never been there before.
I see. I used to design for gods.
That's very funny.
What are you talking about?
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Words are useless. Come. Too much of it, darling. Too much.
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
I was surprised to get your call.
Is this person for real?
Is this a question?
I could have done with staying in bed this morning.
Call me when you get back, darling. I enjoy our visit.
I wouldn't do that if you paid me.
Well, darling, what do you think?
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Would you like to find out?
Oh, no.
You look fabulous anyway.
Shut up.
It's impossible. I'm far too busy.
Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Call me when you get back, darling. I enjoy our visit.
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish.
Come in 1 hour, darling. I insist, okay? Okay.
He's waving.
Goodbye.
It's like the show's taking a big bag of drugs this morning, don't you think? I don't know, well, it's all over the place. Right. Lovely, so that was good. That was put together by Alan. Alan Fingers Jones there. Alan Fingers Jones.
That's in a bit of a zone. Sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
The finger zone.
Yeah. I wonder. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am very good. I imagine you would be a little bit confused.
Well, of course.
Yeah, okay, then. Shall we just get on with the whole thing? Yeah, good idea. Who's on line one, Roy?
Please welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Kyra and I'm from Snuffley.
Hooray!
Snuffley?
Snuffley.
That's very nice, Roy.
I have a friend who lives there.
Roy just said...
I have a friend who lives there.
Does he really? Whereabouts then?
Whereabouts is it, Roy?
It's actually South West Wales.
There you go.
Kyra, you can't say Llanelli.
Llanelli.
It's not Llanelli, it's Llanelli.
Oh, there we go.
Shocking.
I'm not Welsh, I'm English.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
What you said and what she said was exactly the same.
It wasn't, believe me.
It was.
What you said and what she said just sounded like somebody spitting. No offence to the people of Llanelli. Where is that? How do you pronounce it, Alan?
Llanelli.
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 Yeah.
Llanelli.
Well, everybody in Llanelli pronounces it.
So you're saying Snuffley. Everyone in Snuffley. What do you want to say, Roy?
I have a friend who lives there.
Okay, all right, they said that already. What do you do then, Llanelli?
I work on an animal rescue.
Animal rescue?
Yeah, a horse rescue. Me and my mum run it.
Do you rescue animals?
Yes.
Wow. Do you like charge in on a big horse and go, "Ahoy, man! Give me your kittens."
Something like that.
Wow. How cool is that? I like that. Farmer, that's no way to milk a cow. Here, cow, come with us. We will save you and take you to the promised land where grass is green and milk comes from the shop. I don't know.
Oh, okay then.
It sounds like a very worthwhile, fulfilling job.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as exciting working on the radio, though, love. What are you driving?
A Red Rover Metro.
Red Rover Metro.
Mm. Nice wheels.
And
let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear your horn then.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a little kitten horn. It's like a little kitten driving a clown car, isn't it? While a little dog sits in a boot waving at all the passing mice. It's the Lord Badger's parade. Did you not see it on Saturday on the telly?
No,
I love those drugs back now.
What do you think, Roy?
She sounds lovely.
Hey! There you go. Yeah, he's drunk though. Thank you very much. Hang on there then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Liam from Shadow Isle.
Hey! Hey!
Pardon? What?
That was just noise. My name's What? I don't even know what he said.
My name's Leon from Shadwell.
Shadwell?
That's right.
Shadwell. Leon from Shadwell.
Hey.
Hey. Are you an assassin?
I'm a what?
Doesn't matter. Are you from Shadwell just outside Leeds?
That's right, yeah, all about
right.
5 miles north.
It's S and not CH.
Sorry.
All right, Jocelyn?
Yeah.
You deaf cow. And Leon, switch your radio off. What did they tell you?
Sorry.
Tell you.
Is this person for real?
Sadly, they are, yes. He's obviously not born in Shadwell, because Shadwell's quite a well-to-do area.
Yeah.
He's obviously just driving through. He's obviously a robber of some kind.
That's damn right.
Casing the houses. Yep. To go in a Home Alone styly.
Too true.
Yeah, with Joe Pesci. But some little kid is going to put them off by having cardboard cutouts going around the room on, like, wires. And it doesn't matter, it's a Home Alone reference. What do you do, Leon?
Telephone engineer, we try and fix telephones.
What?
Do you always speak so fast, Leon?
Yes, I do. A lot of people think I'm a Scouser.
Right, because, of course, Scousers speak so fast. Where were you born, Leon?
Shadwell. James's, mate. Jimmy's.
Right, okay, got three answers in one. Oh, dear. So you're telephone engineer for who?
For my mate Brownie.
For your mate Brownie.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that company. It must be one of those new ones.
There's a company called RBI.
RBI.
We're taking over the world.
Richard Brownie Industries.
Something along those lines, yeah.
Right. Okay.
You speak very quickly. It's like no pauses between any words at all.
Okay, so.
What time, Leon, do you have to start drinking in the morning to get to the state by 10 to 10?
6, 7-ish.
6 or 7-ish. That's very nice. Very good. So what are you driving?
A blue Corsa.
Nice wheels. A blue Corsa. Is that a company car?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
RBI. They're really going places, aren't they?
What a ridiculous laugh.
Honestly.
Oh, God.
That's one of the silliest laughs we've ever heard.
Oh, man. You know, seriously, I could talk to you all day, but it'd be very irritating by 10.
Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear your horn then, Leon. What's that? What are you driving? A steam engine?
That's not a Corsa horn.
That's just your mate going.
Turn your head.
Let's hear it again.
Said Thomas.
All right, well, good luck with the game anyway.
Good, dude.
Okay, line one, is it, how do you pronounce line one's name? Is it Kira?
Kyra.
As in Practa.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that before.
See life in the funny lane, love. When you get on this show.
And where are you from again?
Tennessee.
Yeah, where's she from, Alan?
Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what I thought she said.
Exactly the same.
Isn't it just? Do you know what I mean? They're all mad. Right, okay, so I think you're going to win then, Practa. Leon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Practa, are you ready?
Yep.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
I want to go home. Right, here we go. Is it Kyra or Kira?
It's Kyra.
All right then, Kira. Here we go. Mr. Fish is at the airport to meet Mrs. Fish, who's been away in Dusseldorf on a works conference. She's been away for about a week, so it's been quite a long absence. And here comes Mrs. Fish. Oh, they look like they've really missed each other. Their hearts are obviously very fun. Oh, yes, there's toot toot from Leon.
Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. You're right! Well done. well done, Leon. That's a point to you.
Yeah.
Come on, Kira.
I'm not very good at this. Just want to win something.
Yeah. Try a competition for the person who can't pronounce correctly where they live. I don't know. Where are you again? Sorry.
Which one?
In South West Wales. Whereabouts are you?
Oh, Llanelli.
Alan?
It's getting better, actually. It's Llanelli.
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same, isn't it?
No, that was better. I'll give it that.
And where are you from, Leon?
Shadwell.
You're saying that wrong. It's Shadwell, he's meant to say.
Shadwell.
Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
Shadwell?
Yeah. No, it's pronounced Shadwell.
Mm. Try again.
Who, me?
Yes.
Shadwell.
No, it's Shadwell. Shadwell. I keep telling you.
You're miles off.
Can you say it, Alan?
Shadwell.
Right, one to Leon, none to Kyra.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is in a pet shop that specialises in weird and unusual pets, Alan. There are all sorts of funny looking things in the shop, some of which have got two heads. He's asking the pet shop owner, well, you should get a pet with one head or go for the very unusual two-headed animals. Get one with two heads, says the fellow in the shop. The ones with two heads are better than the ones that only have one head. It's like a convoy. Yes, Leon.
Is it two heads are better than not having any head at all?
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, it's not right, I'm afraid.
Did you hear that?
Yes, Kyra?
Two heads are better than one.
Two heads are better than one. You're right!
You're right!
Right, neck and neck, one apiece. Let's have the last one.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is on the 16th floor of a big office block in town, and he wants to go downstairs for lunch. He's waiting for the lift next to him. Oh, it's former singing star Yaz and the Plastic Population. Yes, Kira Chiropractor.
The only way is up.
The only way is up.
You're a winner.
Well done, my darling. The only way up, indeed, or whatever he said. Sorry about that, Leon.
No worries.
You turned the radio up again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just ignore everything I say.
Yeah.
I tell you what, just hold on the line for me 1 second. Don't put the phone down, will you?
Okay.
Just hang on the line. There you go. Should keep him busy for a few hours, Divi. Well done there, Kira Chiropractor.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you sound really pleased that you phoned in now.
I am, actually.
Yeah. Do you want to know what you've won?
Go on then.
All right, you have won. Oh, sorry, we've cut you off. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Peace up. A-Town.
Usher. Calm down, dear. Joe Wiley's here in 3 minutes. Ricky Gervais on the show. And a big snog, hopefully, to follow. Nice.
In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI. Keep it down on the low-key. She know I was there.
Hello, Michael Winner here. That's my good friend, Urshaw, and his friend, Ludacris, on Radio 1. Calm down, dear. She's only 24.
Thanks for listening to the show. We just found out that Dominic cut his head at the weekend. He's crazy, isn't
he? But bizarrely, he has stuck the plaster on his ear, not on his head.
I cut my ears while shaving my head.
Thank you, everybody, for working so hard on today's show. And thank you, Alan, as well, for turning up.
Thank you.
It's nice to see a smiley face. Stand by, then. Colin Murray is on today. Edith is off, so you get Mr. Murray instead for a few hours. God love you. Scott Mills is back! Yay! Thank the Lord for Mills! From 4 o'clock today, Zane Lowe's at 7, The Matt Live at 9, and the beautiful Joe Wiley is next. The Chris Morris Show. President of the Chris Morris Fan Club, Ricky Gervais, is on the show. Let's kiss and make up, Gervais, you hot-tongued lover!